It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 9. We're going to begin reading with verse 35, John chapter 9, verse 35 through verse 41 of the 9th chapter. Then we're going to begin with the 10th chapter today. We're going to read from verse 1 through verse 10 of the 10th chapter. So please, that you'd open your Bibles to John chapter 9, verse 35. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. We do love to study the Word of God, and we get into the Word quickly. So I hope that you had your Bible open, and now you're prepared to read along with us. John chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast done both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees, which were with him, heard these words, and said unto him, Are we blind also? And Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see, therefore your sin remains. Chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake to them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Let's begin with prayer before we start today. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we have to come and to share your word. I ask that this word will touch the hearts of every listener, that they won't be the same from the time we start today till we end, that they'll be different because of you, Lord Jesus. Your word is powerful. Lord Jesus, you've come to save us. Now please, that we will surrender our hearts to your truth and abide by it. Please, Lord, that we follow you this day. Touch every heart, whatever the need may be, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we go back once again, just quickly, in review, as we've found this man that the Pharisees have thrown him out, this blind man, because he's just getting a little too close to them. But as he was cast out, then Jesus comes to him. And so as we find that to stay with the religious crowd, many times is wrong. We want to come to Jesus and Jesus alone. When they had thrown him out because he had made some comments that he was God, that he was a prophet, they did not like that. They did not think that this man Jesus that was walking before them was God. He was. If they would have followed after the prophecies and the word of God, they would have known that he was the Messiah. Instead of that, they desired not to study the truth. And by doing so, they found themselves blind, even though they proclaimed they could see. And we had just taken a few minutes last time we were together, and I want to review that just over a few minutes here, as we find that it tells us here, and Jesus said, "For judgment I come," this is verse 39, "into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." Some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said to him, "Are we blind also?" And Jesus said to them, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remains." Now, let's begin once again with the fact that the heart, as this man was blind, our heart, we are blind. Our heart is in total darkness, and we need a Savior. We need the Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus wants us to see. He wants the blind to see. And so everyone, He wants to come to see. Now, those that are far away, He desires to draw them near. Those that are poor, He desires to make us rich, not by money, but rich in and through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. The question I asked last time we were together, do all want to see? Do you really want to see? Do you want the truth? Do you really want everlasting life? That's a question that you need to ask yourself. Do you really desire the truth? Are all hungry for righteousness, the righteousness of God, was another question that was asked. Are all hungry for the righteousness of God? Now, immediately you would think, well, yes, we're hungry for the righteousness of God. No, we're not. We are not. Nor does everyone want the truth. Now, I went to another question, and we're going to kind of summarize all these in just a few minutes. And that question was, why do people teach false doctrine? It's because they have a heart that is unwilling to follow God. That's why we have false teachers and false doctrine. They are not willing to follow the truth. This man that was born blind, that received his sight, was willing. And we find immediately that he is a born-again believer, because he believed. Verse 35, let's go back there. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. When he had found him, he said to him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" And he answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" You see, he was searching and seeking. He wanted to know. And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. That's the steps that you must take. You must come and recognize the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, and you will bow down and worship him. That man received the truth. That truth was proclaimed when he said, when Jesus says, "I am he." And he believed it. He believed that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus will be his Savior. He believed him, and he bowed down and worshipped him. That's what happens when we meet Jesus. Now, the rest of these Pharisees heard all the same words. The rest of these Pharisees had been so close to this situation. They had talked to this blind man many times. They had also come before his parents and asked his parents, "Is this your son?" "Yes." "Was he born blind?" "Yes." "But now he can see." "Who did it?" "We don't know." See, they didn't want to get into that again, and we've talked about that. So they did not want to cross that line and say, "Jesus is the one." Now, I'm going to ask you that you will listen very carefully, because they said, "We believe in Moses. Moses is, he's the one. We are the disciples of Moses." Well, you cannot be the true disciples of Moses, of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob. You cannot be their disciples, because, you see, they are following after and only after the Lord Jesus. these men have turned their eyes to a man and started taking those parts and the pieces of God's word out as that man's word and started living up to that and abiding by those things, realizing or not realizing that it is God's word that they were speaking. And it was on God's behalf and God's direction that placed that there. And when they started to change and to move that, and the reason they did is because they didn't want the truth. They says, Moses, no, they did not want the word of God. They have changed and destroyed and distorted the word so badly from the time of Moses that they were doing nothing but doing things of tradition. Again, why do people teach false doctrine? It's because they have a heart that is unwilling to follow God. Everyone that has not saved today has a heart that is unwilling to follow after God. Now, I want you today to listen very carefully. Because I don't want you to think you can see and truth you're blind. Because only the Lord Jesus can bring you sight. And it's only your manner, and we're going to read back in Proverbs 26 here in a little bit, concerning the problem and the reason you think you can see, but in truth you're really blind. As we looked at these words, as we talked about, do all want the truth and everlasting life? Are all hungry for the righteousness of God? Well, we'll find out that not everyone is hungry. Not everyone wants the truth. If you don't want the truth, then you're going to die in your sin. You're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. If you want the truth, then there will be a way through the Lord Jesus. He will guide you to Him, and you can accept Him as this blind man did. This blind man now can see, and he can truly see because he's born again. But what happens to people, and we're going to go back through some verses of Scripture here, and we read from John chapter 3, and that's where I'd like to go back to. John chapter 3, we read this last time we were together, but I want to read it again to show you that people have a choice and they make a decision to accept or reject the Lord Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 19 through 21. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. We understand that. They loved darkness rather than light. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. What happens when they can hide everything in darkness? And the closer they get to the light, the more you will see that you're a wretched sinner and you're lost and you're dying and you will spend eternity in the lake of fire. The more evident of the condition of your heart, the closer you get to Jesus. Now, at the point that you're being drawn to the Lord Jesus and that light is beginning to shine, do you turn from your ways and trust by faith in Jesus because He is your Savior? He paid for you on the cross of Calvary when He died there and shed His blood for you that you might live, went into the grave 3 days and three nights, came out of that grave alive, victory, victorious. Jesus is our Savior, is our Messiah. You must come to Him by faith and Him by faith alone and Him alone, no one else but the Lord Jesus. But what happens to people, maybe that's happening to you. You do not like it as this light is showing who you are. So you've got to be lost first. You've got to be blind in order to see. But you don't think you're blind at all. And when the light comes to you, you shun it. You run from it. You don't like it because your deeds are evil. Again, verse 20, John chapter 3, verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. What's going to happen? You're going to turn from them. They're going to be shown to you, and you're going to turn. Verse 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light. Will you accept that responsibility that you're a lost sinner? You're a wretched sinner. You're a worthless sinner. and you need to come by faith. I don't care who you are. I don't care what position you hold. I don't care what your name is, what your title is, what church you belong to. You're in the condition that you're lost, dying in your sin, and you hate the light. Some preacher comes by and preaches a message. You don't like that. Do you ever consider that it is the Word of God and it's the truth and you need to get right? No, you do not want the truth. What did we read? Why do people teach false doctrine? Because they have a heart unwilling to follow God. That's the reason we have false teachers and false preachers, because they have an unwilling heart to follow God. You know why you're not saved? It's because you have an unwilling heart. You are separated. You're in darkness because you do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. He that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Please that you look unto the Lord Jesus. Let's go back to Matthew. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. We're going to read 5 verses. I hope that you're turning your Bibles with me. Matthew chapter 13, beginning with verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he said to them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. To them that do not desire the truth, those that desire the truth will know the truth. And as you well know, the truth is going to set you free. But until you desire that truth, and that can only come when you accept the Word of God, when you trust in the Word of God, you come by faith to the Lord Jesus and by faith to Him alone and nothing else for your salvation but Jesus Christ, then and only then will you become a child of God and have this power and strength. Once again, He speaketh in parables. He answered unto them, said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given. You're lost. You're not going to understand it. You don't want the truth. For whosoever hath, to him it shall be given. Ye shall have more, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall it be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is the fullness of the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. Seeing ye shall see, but shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and should heal them. I should heal them. Look at that verse of Scripture. They do not desire the truth. They would rather desire false teaching because it does not show them who they really are. And as long as they remain blinded and thinking they can see, that's a sad thing. They think they can see. They have to recognize that they're blind. They're dead in their trespasses and sins. You can't be saved till you're lost. You've got to come to Jesus, but until you allow and trust in the Word of God, that is the only authority, is the Word of God. No other book, only the Word of God. Let me read once again, verse 15. For this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. What happens when a man begins to listen? What happens when his eyes begin to open? They will hear the Lord Jesus, and they can be saved. Now, will you do that? Or are you going to continue thinking that you are somebody, and you continue to walk the way that you've always walked. And you stay away from the Word of God. You know how I was saved? I was saved because of the Word of God. The Word of God, I read those verses of Scripture, and those Scripture verses brought me to where I could begin to hear and begin to see. And Jesus saved me when I come by faith to Him, because it touched my heart. Now that's what has to happen to you. I don't care what church you belong to, where you go to, you must come by faith to Jesus Christ. And by faith alone. Now, let's look at Romans chapter 1. We've been to John, we've been to Matthew, now we're going to go to Romans. Romans chapter 1, I hope you know your Bible. If you don't, there's an index in the front that you can find the verses of Scripture. That way you can read along. I want you to become familiar with your Bible. Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. And we begin, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." We're going down to verse 28. "Who changed the truth of God into a lie, worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient." Now, verse 28, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge." Today we live in a sin-sick world. We have the homosexuals. We have all those things, and people say we're to care for them. They refuse the Word of God. I'll come back to that same statement. Why do people teach false doctrine? It's because they have a heart that is unwilling to follow God. Why would you teach that the homosexuals are welcome in the church? Why would you teach that? Why would you teach that to marry two men or two women is right because that's today's world? No. No, it is against the Word of God. And it is against God's will. And anyone that lives in those means and lives that way, it is because they are unwilling to follow God. They cannot be a Christian. They cannot follow after Christ and remain in that. Oh, yes, they can be saved. But they must be saved the same way that person that's sitting in the pew of the church today that refuses to turn unto the Lord Jesus and trust in Him alone, that person's going to the lake of fire. So is the homosexuals going to the lake of fire unless they turn from their wicked ways, turn unto the Lord Jesus, and follow after. People are unwilling, their heart is unwilling to follow God. And again, the 28th verse, "Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge." That's the problem. They speak of God, they talk about God, and this God loves us, and God will not condemn us. God knows our heart. God knows how I feel. Yes, God knows your heart, and yes, God knows how you feel, and He gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. He turned them away from Him because they would not come to Him, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God puts it out there for you to come. He draws you. He gives you His Word. We live in a country that has more Bibles than any other country in the world. But we still with it, and we will be held with great responsibility because we have it so prevalent to us. Now, you've maybe changed your Bible and you've left the good King James and went to another, and so you can understand it, so it's easier for you to read. No, get your heart right. Get back in the Word of God. Get that old King James Bible dug out that your mother, your grandmother gave to you, and read it alone. And begin to trust in the Word of God. Believe it. Don't change it. That's what the other versions have done. They've changed it. So yes, you like it better, because your heart's wicked. Go to the Word of God and trust in it. God's Word is not open to all the brains of this world. You hear people talk about the Einsteins. Oh, the very, very smart. You know the Word of God's not open to them? You know why? Because most of the time, they refuse the Word of God to be the truth. And I don't care how smart you are, how much you've got it all figured out, until you trust in the Word of God as His Word from cover to cover, come to the Lord Jesus by faith. You know, the Word says, in verse 41, we see, therefore, your sin remains. We see. You have knowledge, yet you repent not. You would rather change the Word of God to fit you than to change you and follow after the truth, the Word of God. So when you say we see, you have the knowledge. You're getting the Word. But what are you going to do about it? Are you still going to stay in your sin? Or are you going to repent and come to the Lord Jesus? Those that say that they are not sick, if you do not accept a problem that you have, a physical problem that you have, and that problem is some cancer, and you refuse to go to the doctor, you refuse to have it diagnosed, you refuse to have it treated, it's not going to be long, you're going to die. It's going to be the same way with your sin. If you refuse to accept the fact that you're sick in sin, and that you need a great physician, and that great physician is the Lord Jesus. And the only way you can come, the only way you can be saved, is to come by faith to Jesus and have this healing. This blind man was healed, and then he comes seeing, seeking, and was saved. Let's look back at one more verse of Scripture before we're finished. We didn't even get to the 10th chapter. Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 12. Proverbs 26, 12. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit, there is more hope of a fool than of him. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? It's exactly where you're at today. If you will not follow after the Word of God as it's written, not as you have been taught it by some man, as the Word is written, come by faith to Jesus and be saved. Don't be as these Pharisees. They had it. You heard it today. Now, my friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?